Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world? This is your man, Nick Eden, and I am here with the talk of the town.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Here with the talk of the town.
We take you to the Hotel Martinet in Brooklyn, where Bobby Millett and his orchestra are offering a program of dance.
Talk of the town. Here with the talk of the town. Talk of the town.
Check this out.
December 1st, and you are tuned in live to the Middleman Present Talk of the Town with Nick Eden. I am your host, Nick Eden. I got my man Al with me.
What's good, people?
And standing in the corner at 6'12", weighing in at a clean, crisp 210, he is the master of ceremonies. He's that bastard that killed Kenny. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for KG. And he eating a bowl of soup, too. What's going on?
6'10 and 210, that's a crackhead.
That's small. You've been getting your lean on, man.
That's small for that height. That's crackhead.
You've been getting your lean on, though. I'm just saying. Well, you know what I'm saying?
I would like to eat
this
soup.
Eating that Crest soup.
No, just some chicken.
Okay.
Hey, you know how Al sounds so cool, relaxed, like I've done this for years. Don't ask me nothing.
That's what we do, man.
That's what we do. He cool like that.
Yeah.
He cool with a K. That's how he do. He just
cool
sit back and
plan.
Relax.
Cool class playing, you know.
See, he sit up tight. He sit up straight, got his posture going and everything.
Mm-hmm. All that.
Bow tie, kicking. I ain't mad at him at all. Man.
It's not red, it's fuchsia.
Boy, stop. Welcome, everybody. Welcome back to the Middleman Present Talk of Town with Nick Eden. I'm so glad to have all of you guys tuning in. I missed you. Missed you terribly. Lots been going on while we've been going on. Whole lot. Daddy Kane been acting crazy. I know who I'm talking about. Old Herman Munster.
Yeah.
With all his concubines. He's the new Tiger Woods, man. I turned on TV today. He took this girl to the Mike Tyson fight.
Huh? What?
Yeah. The new allegations about Herman Cain, man. He's got this, I forgot the young lady's name, but she's come out. She said they had a 13-year affair. In this time, you know, he was taking her on trips with him. He took her to the Mike Tyson fight. The funny thing about it was she said that she was, you know, she was doing kind of bad financially. He was just telling her, hold on. I'm like, that's a pimp move right there.
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you like this, pimp. This particular show I listen to, right, and some of her friends called in. They say she's just basically a whore, but not in that sense. She's like one of them ones that like to be kept, if you know what I mean. So, yeah, she was dating somebody at the radio station out here, right? Now, this right here was funny as all outdoors, right? Why did they tell who she was dating up there, but all of a sudden the radio station call letter came in as soon as he said it?
Hell
so
no.
She's known for dating guys with money that will basically keep her. He said that Herman basically, everybody else, you know, hit it, quit it, let it go. You know, pay a little money, let it go. Herman kept it, though. So that's why everything went down like it went down. I mean, it just
right.
That dude is a trip.
Right.
Well, the funny thing is, you know, in the polls, he's dropped down. He was clearly the front runner, and now he's dropped down to third. And who did we say a month and a half ago that was going to rise to the top of the polls? Mitt Romney is number one by an overwhelming lead, followed by Rick Perry, and then Herman Cain now comes in at about 8%. Not exactly the way I wanted to see Herman Cain go out, you know, because I think that in this type of situation, was he wrong? Yeah, he was wrong. But he's not doing anything any different than anybody else in Washington's been doing for years.
Right.
Yeah, but I mean,
it's just,
man,
interesting to find out who Newt Gingrich is messing with. Nobody cares. So it's not big news.
But yeah. I mean, dude, we always get put out there like we sexual deviants.
Yeah.
You know?
Which is why I feel bad for him, because I know he put himself in the situation, and I'm by no means a Herman Cain fan, but during all this time, I really feel bad for him.
I don't.
Because it's like,
I
think he likes it.
All that stuff he be talking out here on the radio, too. Spending when he should in for Glenn Beck.
This is my thing. If you go out based on the... Somebody got that radio too loud? If you go out based on the issues, based on your platform, people just not feeling your platform, then that's one thing. But for you, like, prime example, John McCain. John McCain simply lost because he was not the best candidate. He was not better than Barack Obama.
Right.
His views were tragically skewed. His platform was flawed. And he lost based on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Herman Cain is losing.
Don't forget John McCain's arms was way short to box with God.
John McCain basically went the way of John Edwards.
Yeah, that was so
not
wrong.
John McCain. Herman Cain went the way of John Edwards.
Can he stay on task right now? That was just so wrong.
Go ahead, Nick.
Thanks, man.
Oh man.
But okay. Anyway, shout out to old 2 Canes. That's what they call them on Twitter now. They call them 2 Canes.
Oh man.
Yeah. Anyway, you know, while I would have liked to see him, you know, I would have honestly liked to see him go up against President Obama and see President Obama completely rip him to shreds, but that's beside the point.
Now, he'll probably call him the N-word on the air live if he got that far. You.
Right. Right.
Folks will be sitting on the side like, get him, Herman. Get him, Herman. Raising Cain, buddy.
You get that nigga right?
I don't know.
But, like I said, it's just, you know, it's kind of bittersweet, but I think he's going to go ahead and bow out. And I think at this point, he's made it so easy to make Mitt Romney and Rick Perry look like idiots. That's the one thing I love about the Republican Party. The last few elections, they've just completely dissected themselves before they got to the Democrats, and then it was just kind of slim pickings after that.
Yeah.
You know, so that's going to be interesting to see. Sales report came out this week. It was some controversy about the sales this week. Now, I got some numbers here. And the numbers, based on what we've been seeing, and maybe this is because this is us, you know, the middlemen, we all played our part in this music business for the last few years, so we know how the numbers have declined. But this week, we saw 2 new albums. We saw one from Rihanna, one from Mary J. Blige. And the headlines say that they had low numbers. And as I'm sitting here looking at the numbers based on what we've been seeing, Rihanna came in at number 3 with her new album. I don't know the name of it. Don't care to know the name of it. Something about her mouth, but that's nothing new for Rihanna. She came in with 197,000 sold. Now, I don't think that's bad.
No, not in today's climbing numbers.
No. I don't think that's bad at all.
Hey, she's doing like...
Drake,
What's that white boy out of the Midwest? He did those type of
things. Mac Miller. Too. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure that out. Somebody was buying the hell out of some CDs.
Well, let's
tell
you like this. Mac Miller sold 184,000 copies the first week and then 38,000 copies the second week. So you guys do the math on that.
Yeah, that's that Puffy move, ain't it?
Yeah, that's... as Judge Mathis would say, sounds like a crackhead move, lady. But
yeah, that's pretty
right behind her is Drake with his new album, Take Care, his R&B debut.
Oh yeah, speaking of Drake album, I was watching this TV show on YouTube called Jump Off TV, and it had a segment about Drake's album being soft, saying that it's, well, they were saying it like, you know, he's doing more singing than actually rapping on it, which, you know, they were trying to discuss whether or not it is this hip hop as far as what he did on that album. Is this hip hop? So they brought up, you know, Lauryn Hill's album. They brought up Kanye's 808, you know, album. Do y'all think that, you know, Drake's album, well, if y'all listen to it, do y'all feel that that's hip hop or is that just, you know, him being experimental with what he wants to do musically?
Well, I'll say this much, and this is the reason that you can't compare it to Lauryn Hill. We always known, just like Drake, we always known that Lauryn Hill did both. Now, mind you, she did a good balance of, she did about an equal balance of singing and rapping in the Fugees. When she put out The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, it was decidedly an R&B album with a hip-hop influence. If you go to any record store, it's in the R&B section. If you go to iTunes, Amazon, eMusic, your local record stores, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, wherever, if you see the album, it's listed under R&B Soul. Same thing with CeeLo. CeeLo, who has a hip-hop past, and he has done both, his, all of his solo albums have been listed as that, R&B Soul.
Yeah.
Drake does both, but he did more singing on this album than Ja Rule.
Yeah, he did.
So I think that it should be listed as an R&B album. Like, it's just, it is what it is. What's the difference between Drake and Miguel?
Nothing. I just don't like Drake, man. Album? All that nasal singing. But you know what? I feel bad. I'm going to keep it 100. We were supposed to do an interview with Drake before he hit, and we didn't even do it. Yes, sir.
Don't feel bad.
No,
he
man,
was a kid from the wheelchair in Degrassi.
Yeah, I would have been able to talk to Jimmy. Jimmy.
Oh, yeah.
That's nice.
Well, his new R&B album, Take Care, has come in with 175,000 sold. That's enough to get him at the number 4 spot. Mary J. Blige, with her new album, My Life 2, The Journey Continues, comes in with 164,000 copies, which puts her at number 5. Now, they're saying that Mary J.'s album is a flop because her last album, The Breakthrough, came in at 333,000 copies sold its first week. I still say, in this climate of the music business, especially seeing that, like The Breakthrough, on this album, Mary didn't have, she had that 25-8 record, and she had that Someone to Love Me record, but she didn't have a real dominant record like Mary usually does. You know, usually when Mary comes out, she's dominating radio.
Yeah.
She didn't really do that this time around.
I mean, number one, she kind of getting back to the unhappy Mary, but the only people that's feeling the unhappy Mary is us.
Yeah, this is true. I concur. Well, they're calling it a flop. I don't think it's a flop. I think that 164,000 copies, and you've been out, literally, you have been out as an artist since 92. I think that's pretty good.
Hey, Nick, we do have someone that would like to get into the conversation before we get it started. You want to bring them in?
Oh, yeah, go right ahead.
All right. Hey, you're live. What's going on?
Nothing. What's good?
Nothing much. You know, I'm with the talk of the town with the Nick Eaton and Middleman. What's going on?
Hello.
Hey.
What
the?
I think we might have had a hit by mistake.
That's cool. No. That wasn't a hit by mistake. They wanted to get on. But it's all good. Keep listening.
Yeah, keep listening.
You got to
come back in, you know, let us know. Rounding out the top 10, we got Justin Bieber with his new Christmas album, Under the Mistletoe. Comes in at 140,000. Now, you know, I would usually never do any coverage on Justin Bieber. However, one of my fraternity brothers produced a track on the album, so I definitely have to shout out my support to my man, Bihar. He produced the Fall Out Loud track featuring Boyz II Men. So for his first placement, he's with not only the biggest pop artist in the world right now,
He's with the legendary R&B group. I think that's a great start to a production career.
Hell yeah. Okay. I would have loved to have done that.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, I mean, I'm not mad at him. I remember this cat when he was just a bass player. He played bass well, but he studied his craft. Producers, hello out there. We did a show about this about a month ago. Producers versus Beatmakers. He studied his craft. He learned various instruments. He learned the art of production, and look what his first placement is. Can't really beat that. And capping off at the number 9 spot is Adele with her album 21. Which sold 138,000 copies last week. That puts her just over the 6 million mark in the U.S. alone. It puts her a little bit over 10 million worldwide.
Wow.
Crazy. Crazy. What can you say? What can you say? Now, on to the news. Now, we already talked about Big Daddy Kane, a.k.a. 2 Kanes, a.k.a. Tiger Jr. Sr., People. If you hadn't noticed right now, we're in awards season. You know, we've already seen the Soul Train Awards, we've seen the BET Hip Hop Awards, we've seen the American Music Awards, and just last night they announced the Grammy nominations, in addition to the large scale Grammy Awards that will be going on. And it's going to end around June with the BET Awards. I don't know why they're so late. That's a whole other story.
But we got.
These award shows, I've been seeing something it's been a trend lately. And that's a lot of these newer artists, they got this sense of entitlement. You know, they feel like, oh, I dropped this one album, I'm hot. That means everybody should recognize me. I should get all the awards. And when I don't get the awards, I'm going to cut the fool. Now, I can really say with the newer generation, it started with Kanye. Kanye came out and Kanye was talking smack and he was like, hey, look, I'm me. I'm hot. I like my album too. And I should have got this award. And everybody was like, oh, Kanye, old crazy Kanye. So they threw him a little award here and there.
Yeah.
Sooner or later, Kanye starts knowing himself and other artists followed suit. Now, just recently, as last night, they announced nominations for the 2012 Grammys. I will read a couple of them off a little bit later, but one person that was noticeably absent was R&B singer Miguel, who did not receive one single nomination for his album All I Want Is You. He then took to Twitter and went on a small rant about how he's done this, he's done that, he's done this, he's done that. You know, he stopped it with, I guess I'll have to work harder, but then he came right back and said, you know, I'm really effing pissed. And this and that, you know, I work this hard and I don't get recognized for it. It just got me thinking, you know, some of you guys really feeling yourself a little too much. Off the air, we were talking, and I was just talking about how the fact that Stevie Wonder has had 54 studio albums.
Yep.
Great career. Do you think he can? You don't do 54 studio albums because you're trying to get a Grammy. You have a sincere love for your craft. You have a sincere love for what you do, and you do it because it makes you feel good, and it's no better feeling than waking up every morning and being able to make your living doing what you love. I don't see that same drive in these new cats. They'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm on my fourth album, I'm about to retire. You know, I came in, I didn't change the game. Did this and did that and did this and did that. When we come back to my first break, we're going to go right into this. Artists, get over yourself. Our first song actually comes from the king of the whiny humans, Mr. Kanye West, with, what's it called? That record's called Grammy Party? Yeah.
Boo-boo.
You know, I listen to the Middlemen, because then Talk to Town with Nicky.
Boo-boo.
On Middlemen Radio.
Oh, it can't be good music, my Grammy family. Bump the demo up out of the Camry. Now I'm hopping out the limo or either the Lambie. But you niggas don't get into you get to Miami. DMC gon' be Stone and Dandy. I'll be Don C, Johnny Patron, and me. It's a celebration, bitches, more bottles of champagne. I ain't in love with the same stripper that's run key. Pain and all this Louis Vuitton shit ain't cheap, man. Dog, I can't keep saying good music, the greatest, latest. Something out the middle of nowhere like Vegas. From the shy, the city of hella haters, but we keep rising to the top like elevators. High haters, I'm back on. television, that's clearer than Evian. You say hit the radio, them faggots ain't levy on. Until Khaled turned up the volume, hit the club with it, come on homie, they wildin'. Nas don't tell you, come on homie, we major. Billy Joel told you hoes what we saying. Good music up in this bitch, now quit playing. Dog, it can't be. Good music, the Grammy family. A little bit of something flicking, dog, it ain't deep. I'm only trying to spend what they claim you can't keep. Before you die, so I make sure I stay on the top side like Lakeshore Drive. The Grammy family.
Kanye West with Grammy Family. Not Grammy Party. That awkward moment when you read the cue card wrong. I tell you. If you guys just tuning in, this is the Middleman Presents Talk of Town with Nick Eden. I am your host, Nick Eden. I got my man Alan KG with me. And tonight we are talking about these artists that need to get over themselves. What's really wrong with you guys? And as we were going over the break, I sat there and I started to think to myself, I said, now, Stealth, what if you were in this position? What if you were Miguel or Drake or Kanye? Well, then people would question your sexuality. But
yeah, quickly.
But, you know, what would make you think? What would make you think that you're this hot and you are so entitled to this? And then I got to thinking about it, and I look at this Source Power 30 issue that has Drake on the cover, and think about it. Hip-hop as a whole, R&B as a whole, just like most of pop culture, has gone soft.
I don't know, man. I wouldn't say that.
No, let me tell you why. Think about the era that we came up in, and I hate to sound like the old man guarding hip-hop, but it just kind of is what it is. It's a whole culture that's gone kind of soft. Let's be honest. Okay, taking nothing away from Drake, especially with the current sales climate. Now, Drake hit hard with his mixtape, even though he had a whole bunch of co-signers. Let's not get that twisted, people. A lot of people act like he just came out of nowhere. No. He's been hanging out with Wayne and Trey Songz and all those guys for years. If you don't believe me, go check Trey Songz' Wonder Woman video from back in like 2004, 2005. You'll see Drake in the department store with him. Mind you, it was a woman's department store. I'm not going to even ask why two grown men were just randomly hanging out at the woman's department store, but that's a whole other story. Back to the point. He came out with a mixtape. Mixtape was great. I will be the first one to say that, yes,
The mixtape So Far Gone by Drake was a great mixtape. It was very well put together. Lyrically, it was nice. The melodies were on point. It was just an all-around great mixtape. You get a lot of buzz. You sign a deal. You put your first album out. The album goes platinum. But then somewhere along the line, you start to say, I changed the game. There's that sense of entitlement, ladies and gentlemen. Matter of fact, let me go back to a Drake quote. This is why Drake believes that he'll always be around. Luckily, and I quote, luckily, my brand of music is never dictated by the shifts of the industry because I created my own sound.
Really?
For real?
You know what? Creating, I think it's all the exposure, sound. Man. I think that's what I feel like it is.
Well, I ask people this quite often, and I really would love for a Drake fan to call in. And if you're listening, go ahead and hit that number one. If you're listening online, give us a call, 718-508-9972. Tell me how Drake changed the game. He was a rapper. He put out a mixtape. He got signed. He put out an album, and it went platinum. Yo, that sounds like Black Rob to me.
There you go. There you go.
Hell, I think Bushwick Bill's solo album went platinum. Lil Troy went platinum.
Yep.
Murphy Lee went platinum.
Skeel Lil Flip
went platinum. Lil Flip went platinum. How did he change the game? But then I looked at it and I said, you know what? The media and the fans are feeding into this. Drake couldn't have gotten away with a statement like this. He couldn't have gotten away with a statement like this 10 years ago. He couldn't have walked through the offices of the Source magazine when Dave Mays and Benzino were over there and say, I changed the game of hip-hop. They would have ripped him to shreds. They constantly ripped Eminem to shreds, and he really was changing the game.
Yeah.
So that sense of entitlement, they may not be that far off because I think as a whole, pop culture has gotten pretty soft. Let's look at baseball. Let's look at football. Let's look at basketball. Basketball is so soft right now, I don't even want to watch it. I don't want to watch those 46 games. I'm sorry.
Alan, get away from your thing, man. You're live right now. Alan, very live.
No,
you're
good. You're good. Go ahead, Nick. That's Kev, cheap phone, cheap mic over there. Go ahead, Nick.
Yeah, we got to do some. I told y'all, look, just because they were on sale for Black Friday did not mean to go into Walmart and get those mics. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. But I guess and my biggest thing is this. And I don't want to stay on Drake the whole time because there's a whole lot more. So let me get back to Miguel a little soft ass in a second.
There you go.
Drake says he changed the game. I don't understand how.
Because he's a sap. That's why. He's a sap and he was able to get by. With sappy songs, whining every
record. So was Ja Rule.
No, Ja ain't that sappy. Ja ain't nowhere. Ja was like, what'd I do without my baby? This joke was sad on every song.
Think about it. I'll give you that. And I guess that goes to show how soft it's gotten. When Ja Rule is harder than the quote-unquote one of the hardest rappers, the hottest rappers out, come on now. Lil Wayne, this dude grew up on TV, taking nothing away from Lil Wayne's skills, taking absolutely nothing away from Drake's skills. But, this guy's as soft as Dr. Cotton. Lil Wayne's biggest hit this year, he sang the whole way through.
That's it.
So does that make him hip-hop? Does it make him R&B? And if that's the case, how can Drake say he created his own sound? When all he's doing, he's just a tall, light-skinned version of Wayne. That's why he fits so perfectly over at Young Money. Nicki Minaj comes through. Like, I'll say this much. I don't want to take credit away from them. I will say they made hip-hop exciting
to a younger crowd. And what I mean by that is, you have to think, our kids, the people that are slightly younger than us, they didn't have a Bad Boy crew like we had. They didn't have a Death Row crew. You got to think, when we came up on hip-hop, hip-hop had some squads. The Ghetto Boys, N.W.A., that whole Death Row crew.
Oh, yeah.
Bad Boy, Junior Mafia, the Dungeon Family. There hasn't been a real Wu-Tang. They haven't. They didn't have a chance to get a hip-hop crew like we had. We came up with some fierce hip-hop crews. It was a lot of them. They were talented. They did their thing. Even the worst rappers then could murder most of them nowadays. You put Silk the Shocker.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's sad to say right there, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
If y'all remember when we were coming up, Silk Shocker was the worst rapper in the world.
Yeah, he was. Damn.
And I don't listen to his anthology before I listen to half these albums out now.
Oh, that is horrible.
But Silk was going platinum, though. Like, every album he put out, man, like, he had at least, like, two hit singles that went platinum on them.
Yeah.
Real talk. Real talk.
Yeah.
So, you got to think, hip-hop became exciting to these kids again because they didn't have that element. These guys didn't change the game. They looked back at some old formulas, and they dusted them off, and they used them again.
Boo-boo.
And that's all they did. Nicki Minaj, hey, that's great. Stevie Wonder could see that Diddy was trying to recreate Biggie and Lil' Kim with Rick Ross and Nicki Minaj. Anybody could see that. So
is it wrong, though? I mean, real talk, is it wrong?
I'm not saying it's wrong at all. Because the thing about music is, as generations go on, you're going to get compared to whoever was great before then.
Right.
Prime example, they compare R. Kelly to Marvin Gaye. You know, they compare Babyface to Smokey Robinson. It's always gonna be like that.
Yeah.
It's always gonna be like that throughout the end time. Any big dude that comes along and can sing is gonna get compared to Luther off top. He's gonna get compared to Luther. It's just one of those things. So I'm not saying that it's necessarily wrong, but what I am saying is that there's an attitude that comes along with it. That a lot of this newer generation has this sense of entitlement. I'm hot. I feel like I've changed the game. Prime example, Big Sean. I feel like I changed the game and my album wasn't even out yet. Since everybody started doing my super duper flow. The whole metaphoric flow. Come on, man. Are you serious?
Hey, he discovered the moon, too. You know that, right?
Yeah. He and Al Gore. They came up with the cure for AIDS.
Oh yeah.
But you know, I think it's the ignorance of these young, you know, of these guys out here now, the overexposure that they're getting to the point where, you know, you can't help but to feel yourself if you see yourself on TV every 5 minutes or on the radio every 5 minutes. You can't help but to feel yourself. You know, back in the day, you ain't had that option, man. You hear a record, man, that's my joint. Then you got to wait till 6 o'clock to hear it and.
Yep.
You know, 9 o'clock to hear it again. Now, every 5 minutes you hear the same song. And they think they dope.
Well, I want to agree with you. I want to agree with you completely because I about 80% agree with you. But there are some cats out there that are out and they're humble with it. They're humble with it. Now, they may not get the bells and whistles as a Drake, but I can sit here and I can tell you that J. Cole is probably one of the most humble cats in hip-hop right now. And he had reason to brag.
Hold up. He said he paved the way for Big Crit. I don't see that. Yeah.
Excuse me? I will take that. This is what I will say about that. Somebody just brought that up to me a couple of days ago. We were talking about producers because I just recently saw a video with Manny Fresh.
Right. And this cat was talking about how, you know, they're not really going to the producers anymore. If you remember, for the longest, it was, who is this producer working with? The only way you're going to pop is if this producer is working with you, if this producer is working with you, if this producer is
right.
working with you. It hasn't been that many self-contained hip-hop artists out in a while. And when I say self-contained, I mean you put them in the studio by themselves, they can come out with a finished product, and the product sounds good. And in my personal opinion, in terms of new artists, the only two new artists that can do that, that can actually go and do that, are J. Cole and Big Crit. And Big Crit has been doing this for a long time. Now, I will say this much. I think J. Cole, he was a little ahead of himself by saying that. We do have to remember that hip-hop is braggadocious. It is. However, just in his overall mannerisms, like that one snap food, you're absolutely right. But his overall mannerisms, I will say that he is one of the more humble cats out there.
Yeah.
And I mean, but just taking another person in that conversation, you look at Big Crit. Come on now. You look at Big Crit. He still got that humility. He's been getting a whole lot of steam lately.
He humble though. He's still humble for what I'm saying.
Yeah, it can happen.
Yeah.
It can definitely happen. But I just think that a lot of people think that they're reinventing the wheel, and that's not the case. Now, going back to this Big Sean cat, not even an album out. He says everybody took his metaphoric flow. He changed the game. He didn't even have his album out. And I'm sitting there saying to myself, did you not listen to Method Man? Matter of fact, you know who dissected him and that whole little thought process? Luda.
Yeah,
Luda dissect. And you know what? Let's go ahead and get into that record real quick, because that's going to make me feel a whole lot better. The next record that we play, the next record of the day, and the next song of the day is Ludacris with Bada Boom.
Boy.
This is going out to Big Sean and Drake. This is the Middleman Present Talk to Town with Nick Eaton.
Ooh.
Jada Boom.
Boom, yeah. I understand Boom.
Bada Boom.
Big. Yeah, big bada boom.
Report to your lieutenant. beginning.
Sir, yes, sir.
See, I'm your past, I'm your future, and your present. So watch your fucking mouth when you speak about a legend. 16 times platinum, 6 number 1 peak. So I can give a fuck what you sold in your first week. You weak. You soft it in the Pillsbury Doughboy. Don't make me expose the truth. You's a hoe, boy. Don't make me get on that soft shit and get back at it. You rappers ain't even in my fucking tax bracket. Why am I wasting my time? Yeah, I'll admit I get a little ludicrous with my rhymes sometimes. But my fans know the difference. Cause my chick bad went platinum, still winning, motherfucker.
Say another motherfucking word and this shit is over. And I ain't playing nothing. Shut the fuck, shut. No! Oh, shit. Say it again. Say something else. Oh! Say something else. Say something else, nigga.
The nerve of you niggas, man. You ain't got enough medals on your jacket to address me, boy. Fall back in formation, y'all out of line. I was told not to kill a mosquito with a cannon. So the next time you nat got a real problem, don't be a coward like a nigga that used to be signing me going on Twitter rants and shit. The nigga say it to my face.
Bow. You know what, man? I love to see rappers get back in that form, yo. I love that form. You rarely see it. When he got it, him and T.I. got into it, man, that was exciting. You know, I hate when cats want to take it to the streets. Do like they do back in the day. Put it out there and see who say you won.
Right. Well, this goes into what I was saying about hip-hop becoming so soft now. If you listen to a lot of... See, now, this is the problem. 10, 15 years ago, that would have been answered with a record. Ain't no interviews going on about it until the beef CD, DVD come out. Now it's, Luda says something about Big Sean and Drake, they go on Twitter. Or they go to allhiphop.com. Or they go to Worldstar. Whatever happened, like, hip-hop is not as sharp as it used to be. You had to be on your toes back in the day because at any given moment, the very second that you got up there to that top spot, somebody was gunning for you.
Oh,
you
yeah.
had to stay on your toes.
Yep.
KRS-One said it best. KRS-One said that he has a record for everyone that's in the top 10 every year just to keep himself sharp. Now, think about that.
That's dope. That's good.
That has nothing. It has nothing to do with him putting out an album. He's not putting the records out. The only record that came out was a record that he did against Nelly. Now, he's been doing this since the 90s, but it's just to keep himself sharp. These cats are sharp out there. Let's be honest. Let's be dead honest. I like Wayne. Wayne's cool. He's very overexposed. He's very overexposed, but I like Wayne. But if Wayne were in the position, because he was out back in the day, but if he were in the position then that he's in now, when you had cats like DMX, Busta, Jay, Snoop, Q, Slim.
Who is Slim?
Soldier Slim.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
you would have had all these cats that's got you at the top spot. Every last one of these cats got their guns aimed right at you.
Now Q was known for doing that. Q was known for going at cats. Like it was a couple of cats in the game. You know, they'll take a couple of pot shots at whoever at the top regardless. But we don't
see they're not
no
doing
more.
That.
They're scared to do
they're
it.
Not doing that now. These young cats, they're not prepared to take that. They have that sense of, so when somebody does say to them something, here comes this sense of entitlement. I don't know why you had to diss me. This, that. And I'm like, come on, dude.
Knock him out their car seat. Knock him out their car seat.
Yeah. You know, Jay, and y'all know this, I love Jay-Z. I absolutely do. But when he got to that top spot, underestimated Nas coming back with Ether. I'll be the first to admit that. He didn't think Nas was going to come back as hard as he did. And when he came back, he gut punched the hell out of Jay-Z.
Well, no gut punch, man. He knocked that camel nose off a little bit.
But you get what I'm saying? It's like, even then, it's like, and that was, what, 2001?
Right.
That was 10 years ago. How soft has hip-hop gotten in that time?
Oh, very.
How has it gotten to this, oh, I didn't get nominated for the award, it should have been mine. Or I should be on the top spot. Or the worst one yet, and this came from somebody that came up in that time, when Jim Jones said that Jay-Z should stop rapping so that other rappers would have a chance at the number one spot. Are you serious?
You're supposed to come take that.
You don't deserve that spot. You don't deserve to be in that spot unless you come up and take it.
And you know what it is too, Nick? It's that whole metrosexual aspect of the game.
You laugh, Al, but he's exactly right.
Yeah, I know, man.
All these metrosexuals out here.
Yep. They soft, man. They soft.
I don't want nobody to say nothing about my skinny jeans. Shut up.
Hey, you got Lil Wayne on an award show with some nylons. Man, this video. Oh, my gosh.
I always say,
if Tupac and Big were alive right now, what would they say to these clowns?
They'd probably be shaking their head, man. A lot of these cats wouldn't be able to survive the onslaught of that right there. That would be a problem.
And see, the thing about it is, what I don't want people to think is, I don't want people to think that we're saying that you had to sell drugs, you had to be extra hard or anything, because you didn't have that. You had Arrested Development. You had Q-Tip. You had Talib Kweli. You had Black Thought. You had Mos Def. You had Common. You had cats. They weren't out there rapping on some street shit, but they were so credible. It didn't matter where it came from. So say, oh yeah, Drake changed the game because he wasn't selling drugs and he still made the rap. There's a whole bunch of people way before Drake.
Let's call it for what it is.
That broke that barrier down.
Nick, let's call it for what it is. Testosterone and competition. Period. These boys pumping estrogen. That's all it is.
And see, when you come at them, nowadays you can come at somebody. And like, my thing is this. If Nicki Minaj were really from the school of hard knocks when it came to hip hop, even with her being in the position that she was in, when Lil Kim came at her, she would have decimated her. She would have just stomped her. If that was somebody coming at Lil Kim like that 15 years ago, no matter if Lil Kim was on top of the charts, she would have taken the high road. She would stomp them down just for good measure. Just so you know, don't speak my name again. Cannabis.
Yep. Made LL. That right there is classic.
Yes.
Made LL go back and rewrite his verse. Boy, did I tell you, don't ever say you're the greatest of all time and you still got that looming over your head. Never that. Just saying.
All I'm saying is this. These boys done got soft. And what's going to happen is, you know what happens whenever hip-hop gets in too happy of a place. It's always somebody that comes in, and they come in real hard, and they come in dissing everybody that's all this happy-go-lucky. I'm telling you now, it's not going to be the older cats.
You think it's going to be another 50 Cent?
I think it's going to be somebody like him that comes in, and they're so against what's on the top of the rap charts that it makes everybody be like, okay, it's back. Okay, that hard is, because I don't care what you say. Happy rap is cool, but ain't nobody, you don't want that all the time. I'm sorry. I don't care what you say. Sometimes you just damn angry. And like I said, I don't think it's going to be any of the older cats.
Well,
I don't think
you know what?
50. I don't think it's going to be Jay.
No.
I don't even think it's going to be Luda. I think Luda said what he said, and he's going to go on by his business.
Unless they say something again.
Unless they say something again. But I think it's going to be some new cat that just comes out of nowhere. He's going to look at the top 10 that's on the Billboard rap charts, and he's going to come through and decimate every last one of them.
Which would you prefer? Somebody lyrically inclined or somebody just brutal on the mic?
It's possible to have both.
I would love both, too. That's why I asked you like that.
It's more than possible to have both. I am fiending for another America's Most Wanted. If I can get that in my life, I will be so happy. But I'm telling you, it's going to be somebody just come in and knock their spot, and it's going to be so undeniable. It's going to be so undeniable, because then all of a sudden, I'm telling you exactly what's going to happen. You're going to see Lil Wayne in baggy jeans again. You're going to see Drake with a hoodie on. You're going to see Nicki Minaj with a black wig. Because it's going to make them straighten up and say, wait a minute, y'all kind of... Y'all looking at us like we kind of soft.
Mm-hmm.
Person that said it best, Steve Stout. He said, "I like Nicki Minaj, but she went pop too fast." And when you do that, you open the floodgates up. Because if you remember, she came in on some street records and a whole bunch of features, and she bust through that door, but she left it open. And she left that. She was like, "I'm not gonna do that no more. I'm going to go rap on Katy Perry's song now." Because I want to know. Like, see, and that's the other thing that goes into the work ethic. And I believe it was one of the shows I wasn't able to make. It was the old grind versus new grind show. And on a major level, that applies too. Because if you really look at it, if you really, really break it down and look at it, yes, Nicki Minaj has had more number one records than any as a female rapper than any other female rapper in history. Okay, that's fine and dandy, but they were all collaborations.
Yep. Can't hold your own.
You get on the track with Katy Perry. Katy Perry had 6 number ones from her first album. So just by default, one of the songs that you get on is going to go number one. Okay, that's fine. You do a record with Rihanna. How many number one records did Rihanna have? You're chasing pop records as opposed to artists like Missy Elliott, who did her thing and made her records number one. She didn't chase what was hot. She came out, she did her thing. Her thing became number one.
Yeah, they chased her.
Lil' Kim came out, did her thing. She became number one. Foxy, same way. Salt and Pepper, same way. MC Light, Queen Latifah, The Brat, same way. They weren't chasing the pop hits. You ain't hear MC Light on the track with Phil Collins.
No. No, you didn't hear that. No.
I'm tired of your home tonight.
Hey. Pull Michael McDonald out of the dustbin on there.
I'm trying to tell you. So I think the problem nowadays, and I'll go ahead and summarize it as we get ready to close out everything.
Hey, man, I got something for you too, man.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, man, you know, this little random dude, this little random cat, man, we was hollering at him, man, you know what I'm saying? He had a couple of things he wanted to say about these rappers being cocky for nothing. Check this out right here, P.O.
Okay.
You know, got new artists that come out, right? And for some reason, all these new artists that come out these days, they feel like they come out like I don't know, they just come out of nowhere. Like, we supposed to know who you are. You got all this money. Where'd you get all the money from? You got all this money. Like, you're the shit. I'm amazing. And, like, you said just know who you are. And then, like, I mean, you know, a while ago, I don't know if it was Source or XXL, they did a cover for, like, all the new artists, like the Class of 09 or some shit like that. I don't know what the fuck that shit was. But half of these motherfuckers are dropping their labels or fucking, or, you know, just fucking just shitty. You know what I mean? There's, like, probably one in there, maybe two that are actually good. But most of these guys, when they come out, are cocky for nothing. Without proving anything. You know what I mean? Just cocky for nothing. And it was this one guy, I'm not even gonna say his name, he's trash. MTV was really promoting him. Like, they were playing his shit on the radio, that one single he had. Like, he really thought he was gonna sell, like, millions of records. He even had, like, A-list stars, like, make a commercial for his album, and he did horrible. I talk a lot that sales don't really mean shit, but yo, that's what you get when you cocky sometimes. You get fucked by your own cockiness. It's cocky for nothing. Now you probably dropped from your label, you fucking trash. Stop being cocky for nothing. Prove something first before you start acting like you're the biggest, hardest, the most amazingest rapper ever. Like, just stop. New artists, just be original and stop acting like you're... Just, I don't know.
Yo, I agree with that brother. 100%.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh. Before I go, before we wrap this up, I have got to speak on this. Busta Rhymes and Mystical signing with Cash Money. What the hell?
Mystical, I can see. Busta Rhymes, I think that was a disgrace.
Yeah, real tough. Real tough.
Busta is great for features and some singles, but Busta has been in this business too long. He should have been smart enough to know I need to go independent. I still say to this day, and I will stand by this as long as they continue to show this on the BET Hip Hop Awards. The only thing that people like about the BET Hip Hop Awards is the cipher. And I really think that they should have pitched a new version of Rap City in like the cipher with Busta Rhymes and DJ Premier as the host. And he could have gone independent, and he could have just written his career out as a staple, a full-on staple in hip-hop for the rest of his career.
Well,
sign with Cash Money, and then on top of that, you're doing an exclusive deal with Google Music. Everyone is not on Google Music just yet. We gotta warm up to stuff like that. We already think that Google is taking over the world as it is.
Mm-hmm.
So you're gonna cut out all of your revenue with that. I don't think that's the dumbest thing on earth. Mystical. What pisses me off about Mystical and this Cash Money deal is the fact that prior to him signing that deal with Cash Money, he was in the lab and he was going to do a full album with Manny Fresh. And I really believe that album with Manny Fresh was going to be amazing. But if you think for one second that Manny Fresh is going to let another track of his go through Cash Money's system, you have lost your entire mind.
Yep. As much money as he owes.
I'm trying to tell you.
Hey man, that's just the stupidity of what these dudes do now, man. I mean, get with who's hot. That don't make sense to me. But hey,
Busta
Rhymes.
Man, I'm gonna go sign with Master P, man, and give a No Limit Forever.
Yeah, No Limit Forever.
You all see that video?
Piazza.
Yeah.
Damn video I've ever seen.
Oh man.
Man, look.
Hey man, I'm gonna tell you like this, man. Somebody need to go take P back in front of Congress and let him say everything he said at first, and then look at what you just put out, homie. Straight trash.
Right.
Gutter trash.
Right. P was going out on the high road. Everybody know P still got money. He got long money. P had absolutely no reason to do that foolishness again.
Matter of fact, I want to dedicate this to Master P. This right here. That was horrible.
With the clowns in the video, too. Oh, my.
That's
God.
Why, yeah. That was pretty horrible, homie. Pretty horrible.
But see, that's what he thinks is hot, though.
Hey, you know what? We ought to get the mad rap on here and let him talk about them. You know what I'm saying? Because that's mad rapper material right there, man. So come on, son.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, son. You need to stop, son.
Yeah.
Come on, son.
We got another 3 weeks before Skills drops the 2012 wrap-up.
Oh, you know you're going to murk Master P by that, dude. That's coming.
He's
going to murk Master P.
I hope so. I hope so.
Matter of fact, we need to get on his Twitter right now.
I was just
right
about
now
to say.
And say, hey, dude, don't forget about Master P now.
Please.
Please. Guys, thanks so much for joining us tonight on the Middleman Present Talk of the Town with Nick Eaton on Middleman Radio. We thoroughly enjoy you, and we will be back next week. And Jesus. Don't forget to tune in this coming Sunday also to the Middlemen Talk Show at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Hey, man.
I'm a little distraught,
man.
I'm about
to
get on Twitter and find Skills. Don't get that out.
Yeah, this your boy Southside checking in with the Middleman Talk Show. And you already know, if you ain't connected through the middleman, you ain't connected at all.
Now I ain't sure what you was tuning in to. We'll pay attention to the real talk. What we here for, so take a listen time out. Take a minute, shout in and learn some. Put your mind to grind the world, you destined to earn some. Linda, yeah, comment on what you hear. Let's figure out that master plan and put this thing in gear. Don't matter if you hood or you corporate, don't guess you got a will to do way better than you were doing. Well, then you ain't got hating on the next man, cause he was down the wreck shop. Every Sunday, tune in, go live, 6 p.m., blogtalkradio.com, the middle me. Hey, what's happening, the middle me? Hey, what's happening, the middle me? Hey, what's happening, blogtalkradio.com, the middle me.
Well,
man, I thought somebody drunk ass uncle got on the mic and just started talking.
I don't know.
I'm looking around the studio like, who else is in here? Bing Rames? Guns and Dust.
Hell no.
Hey, that's hell our homie, no. Man, from 3535 Entertainment, which used to be the home for Outside Peanut Butter, Inside Jelly, Cadillac Gun, and Jay Money. Homie Southside, he gave us a drop for the show, man. Just had to show.
Shout out to Southside, man. We appreciate you guys. Don't forget to tune in this coming Sunday to the Middleman Talk Show, 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central, blogtalkradio.com/TheMiddleman.
And we out.